I've been trying to understand just how much 5 billion gallons of water is. I've been trying to picture it. Like, how many Olympic-sized swimming pools is that? Is that all of the water in the Great Salt Lake? Or the amount of water in Willard Bay? Is it a lot? It sounds like a lot.
5 billion gallons is how many gallons of water we use a day in Utah. And we're here to try and account for those billions of gallons and to try to answer some pretty simple questions like, where does that water go? Where does it come from? I'm Matt Jensen.
And I'm Jennifer Pemberton. This is 5 billion gallons. So Matt, where does Utah's water come from?
Well, mostly from the sky. Utah gets an average of 13 inches of precipitation per year across the state, and most of it falls as snow. The mountains are our best reservoirs. That's why we talk about snowpack so much. It's not just for the ski report. Only 13% of the snowmelt ends up on the ground. Most of it evaporates.
On any given year, we have 7.3 million acre-feet of water in our lakes, streams, rivers, springs, and aquifers. We use acre-feet here because it's just too many gallons. For instance, 3 million acre-feet of our water supply evaporates out of the Great Salt Lake. That's over 100 billion gallons. And if it's hard to fathom what 5 billion gallons looks like, then it's impossible to picture 100 billion gallons. When we start talking about daily use of water, we'll get back to gallons.
We're left with 3.3 million acre-feet of usable water. Instead of the word usable, though, we're going to use the word diverted. Diverted water is the water taken out of a natural system for use by humans. We actually divert 5.1 million acre-feet of water a year in Utah.
So how can we divert more water than we have to use? We have 3.3 million acre-feet of usable water, but we divert 5.1 million?
That's a good question. Some of that water gets used more than once. It gets used, we clean it up, and then we use it again for something else. It's essentially recycled.
Most of the water we divert is used for agriculture. But let's talk first about how you and I use water, that 10% of water diverted for residential use. And only a third of that is used inside our houses. The rest is the water we use to water our lawns and gardens. So of all the usable water in Utah, only 3.5% is what comes through the pipes in our house. How does that make you feel about turning off the tap when you brush your teeth or taking shorter showers or letting it mellow if it's yellow?
So per person, per day, how many gallons do you and I and our listeners use here in Utah?
186 gallons per person per day. That puts us just behind our neighbors, Nevada and Idaho, for the most water used per person per day in the whole country. So what is it about Utah and Utahns that we need to use so much water? We asked Dennis Strong, director of the Utah Division of Water Resources.
A lot of us like our lawns and our shrubs. We're not any cleaner here than people other places. We don't wash ourselves or our clothes or our dishes any more often than they do in other places. The extra use, if you will, is outside. We have bigger lots, we have drier summers, and we have a dry climate in general. I think when the folks came here to Utah, there was this desire to be independent. So the lots were a little larger. They grew a garden in the backyard, and I think it goes back to our pioneer heritage, our independence, our desire to be self-sufficient, and we still like our grass and our trees.
Basically, this is our legacy. The pioneers started diverting water for irrigation within hours of landing in Utah. So we like green lawns, we like to garden, but we also have a problem with overwatering. Utahns aren't actually very good gardeners, and that we don't really understand irrigation. One Division of Water Resources study showed that on average we're overwatering by 20%. So that's the short answer to why we use so much water. Historically, this is who we are. But practically, we can't keep being uneducated and overwatering our oversized yards. So what's the state's responsibility here?
We don't pass a lot of laws in this state to tell people how many children they should have or how much grass they should have or how much water they should use. But in general, we're relying on education and information, and we do need to conserve. I think conservation is going to be huge as we address the future. It will allow us to have an environment that we can continue to enjoy and still have the green that we like to see.
So, quick math, 186 gallons per person per day times how many people are there in Utah? 2.85 million. So that's 5.31 billion gallons. Rounded to the nearest billion, 5 billion gallons. And that's only residential usage, remember, which is only 10% of the water used in the state. So we've accounted for 10% of water used. That leaves 90% for the rest of the show, so maybe you'll tune in next time.
5 Billion Gallons is a production of Utah Public Radio, supported by Penn State Public Media's Think Outside the Pipes radio initiative. We're part of Water Blues Green Solutions, a documentary film coming to public TV airwaves in January of 2014.
Special thanks to Dennis Strong and all the folks at the Division of Water Resources and the U.S. Geological Survey who keep track of the billions of gallons of water that move through the state every day. I'm Jennifer Pemberton.
And I'm Matt Jensen. Thanks for listening.